Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, series of live in-studio performances, streaming on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. Singer and songwriter Alice Merton could reasonably call three different countries home, but the Anglo-German-Canadian singer and musician scored an international coup a couple of years ago with her first single called No Roots, which is about not really having any one home. She's followed that up with a fine new record called Mint and a tour of the United States that brought her to the Coachella Festival, among others. Now that tour is ending with a visit to our studio here in New York. Here is Alice Merton and her band with a song called Funny Business.
No funny business.
No funny.
Trust me. Trust me when I say that I was innocent. Trust me. He only stayed 'cause we were just listening. Yeah, we were just listening. And I know what you think. I know you're scared I'll find someone else. And I know what you think. That I'll be unfaithful and it'll be unfair and you will be torn in two. Well, I've got some news for you. I don't break hearts. I don't do funny business. I just ride cars and watch them get hung up in it. I don't break hearts. I don't do funny business. And I swear no one else's, trust me. I got the loyalty, I've learned my lessons. Yeah, I've learned my lessons. And I know what you think. I know you're scared I'll find someone else. And I know what you think. That I'll be unfaithful and it'll be unfair and you will be torn in two. Well, I've got some news for you. I don't break hearts. I don't do funny business. I just
The song's called Funny Business from Alice Merton and her band, live here in our New Sound studio in New York on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, with Alice Merton singing, of course, and Bastian Volker playing numerous keyboards, Reggie Drake on guitars, Luca Hybe behind our drum kit, all of them contributing backing vocals as well. Alice, it's great to have you here. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So I mentioned in introducing you that a lot of people, myself included, first heard you through the song No Roots, which you'll be singing for us in a bit. And, you know, that wasn't just a song for you. That was almost like a statement of, I don't know, personal experience and intent. And Do you consider yourself a kind of a stateless person at this point?
I wouldn't consider myself stateless, but I do consider myself someone who's traveled a lot and doesn't really have their home in one place. Like, yeah. I realized through that experience that I don't really ever miss a certain place, but I do, like, put my home into people. And so if I don't have that certain person with me, or if I'm not surrounded by people who are like my home, I can very quickly feel very lost.
Yeah. So where were you born? What country were you born in?
I was born in Frankfurt.
In Germany?
In Germany. And but after 3 months, I moved to Connecticut.
To Connecticut. So there's a little America in there.
Yeah.
How little? How long were you here for?
I was only here for, I think, almost 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then we moved to Canada. And I spent a chunk of my childhood in Canada. And then we moved to Germany when I was 13. And after moving to Germany, we lived there for about 4 or 5 years. And then we lived in England.
Right. And your parents, one is German, one is British, right?
Yes.
So you, Alice, you are kind of a prototype of the European project, you know, this half century of Europe trying to be one thing.
Yeah.
And the mess known as Brexit must be, I mean, I can't imagine what you must think of that, because if that happens, going back home to visit parents is going to be suddenly a lot more complex, isn't it?
It is and isn't. I mean, I have dual citizenship. I live in Germany. I don't live in the UK. I love visiting my parents in the UK, so I'm just hoping that it gets sorted and that it doesn't end up too difficult for people who live in Europe but want to travel to the UK, or people who are European and then live in the UK. And yeah, it's a little bit of a mess.
No, it's a big mess.
It's a big mess.
It's a big really steaming mess. Pile of mess.
Yeah. I really hope that that's not going to cause too. I know it'll cause problems, but. Yeah, I mean, I haven't even been up to date. Like, it changes every single day. There's always a new outcome every day. And in the past few weeks, I haven't even checked because we were on tour.
Yeah.
So, I'm worried to go back.
Well, it's curious that, you know, having many homes can sometimes feel like having no home. And one of the things that you write about, it's actually in No Roots, is like digging a hole and put. I mean, have you literally done that? Have you like buried little, I don't know what you would call them, little time capsules?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do that. But it's not just a time capsule. It's always like putting my name in some kind of place, or like my initials. I'll carve my initials sometimes into different places. In my school, it was carved into a few different tables. One, I think, also in the wall. And in Canada, there's like a time capsule kind of thing. And only I know where they are, which is quite funny. So that's why in my song, I'm like, I hope I don't forget to find them. Because
right.
If I do forget, then it'd be quite sad for all the memories that I then buried.
Yeah. But the idea that you could go back to Canada and dig something up, you know, 20 years from now even, that's kind of, seems like it might be a comforting thought to carry with you.
It does, yeah. As long as I don't forget. I have a very bad memory, so I feel like I should make a map of where I put, like a treasure map of where
that's
I,
right.
Where I've hit.
Oh, no. If you're going to go, Alice, if you're going to go through the whole trouble of digging a hole and burying stuff,
yeah.
you've got to if you're going to bury treasure, you got to have a treasure map.
Yeah, the map with X marks
with the
spot.
Of course.
Yeah, I should remember that. I'll do that for next time.
So when did you start writing songs?
I started when I was 16, 17.
So in Germany?
In Germany, there was a course. I didn't even know I could write songs when I was living in Canada. And in my last year of school in Germany, there was a course called songwriting. And that's where I picked up a guitar for the first time and wrote a song.
That's amazing that there's a course for that.
Well, there wasn't normally. So it's a very complicated story. I won't go into it, but this was like an extracurricular course at my school that they offered just in that year. And afterwards, they didn't offer it anymore. Like, it was like a one-time thing.
So you were in the right place at the right
time.
That's
the thing. It literally was, okay, I was accepted at the right time, at the right place at the right time. And if it wasn't for that course, I would have probably never discovered that I can write it, or like write a song. I loved making music and singing and playing the piano, but always kind of on the classical side.
Right.
I never like thought, oh, cool, I'll become a singer-songwriter.
Yeah. So who were your, when you started writing songs, who had you been listening to, and like where did you find yourself headed musically?
Well, I had been listening to a lot of The Killers, Regina Spektor. In the beginning, I was listening to a lot of songwriters. So kind of just like, yeah, Regina Spektor, Ed Sheeran, the beginning mm-hmm. of his music. And Sarah Bareilles was also a big inspiration to me. But then it also changed with time. I liked the sound of a band. Yeah. So I felt like when I was 14, 15, I fell in love with like The Killers. Yeah. I also had a Green Day phase where I love listening to Green Day. So yeah, it's I don't know. It's really hard to describe where I get my influences from, because as a child and even going into my teens, I would listen to a lot of classical music, opera, but also musical theater. My dad loved Cats, West Side Story, so grew up with that, and then slowly changed to kind of like Keane, and then Oh, okay. Also Queen is probably one of my big influences as well.
Yeah. There's a moment or two on Mint. Mint is the current record by Alice Merton that remind me of Another One Bites the Dust. There's, you know, you have a thing for that kind of strolling bass line intro.
Yeah,
that,
I have. I don't know if I'd connected to the 80s, but I was introduced to the 80s also at a very young age. And so there's a group called the Alan Parsons Project.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. And he was a very
That's going back to the 70s even.
70s, 80s. But yeah. I think the album Stereotomy was the very first album I ever really listened to, and that was I think in the 80s.
Yeah.
And that, like, I still listen to my album sometimes today, and I'm like, wow, there's so many different influences that as a child when I was 4 or 5 years old, and we were on a car trip listening to that album, have like you can hear that.
That's a pretty intense thing for a 4 or 5 year old to be listening to, I would think.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Whatever your parents introduce you to, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, my parents didn't listen to pop music, so it was either classical music or Alan Parsons.
For folks who don't know, Alan Parsons engineered Dark Side of the Moon, you know? So, I mean, a guy with a long history in sort of classic and prog rock. But we're talking with Alice Merton, and she's got her band here. You want to do another song from the album?
Sure, I think we'll do Learn to Live.
All right, Learn to Live is the song. This is Alice Merton.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
trying to tell me how to live. Oh, they won't go. I can see them waiting outside my window, trying to tell me how to live. Oh, they won't go. Oh, they won't go. Oh, they won't go. Oh, they won't go. Ooh, 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 ooh. I wanna learn how to live.
That, again, is Alice Merton. The album is called Mint. That song is on it. It's called Learn to Live, live performance here in our studio. And, Alice, you mentioned before you studied classical music. You listened to classical music, opera. So you played the piano. Did you have classical voice training?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that must come in handy. How much of that do you actually... Did you have to kind of unlearn stuff to start singing pop music?
It's different, but at the same time, the technique is very similar. So when it comes to kind of like saving my voice and really kind of supporting it with that extra like kind of stomach breathing, that definitely comes in handy. But I did have to learn. So I did study songwriting and have pop vocal lessons to kind of help me get almost that belting power that I didn't have with opera, because opera, it's not really belting, it's coming from a different place. Like musical theater, it's kind of belting, but with opera, it's very, very different. So it was very good that I had that, I think, those lessons from a young age. But at the same time, it was very important that I still studied it and was able to kind of continue the vocal lessons with a different perspective.
But having that grounding, I mean, you know, lots of singers don't realize that what they're doing is they're exercising a muscle.
Oh, yeah.
And that it has, you have to take care of it the way any athlete takes care of their muscles.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
So what was your vocal type? Were you a mezzo, a soprano?
I was a light soprano.
A light soprano. And so what kind of stuff did you sing?
So it would be like the roles of Despina, Celina, kind of like those light arias.
So some Mozart.
Yeah, like in Mozart, for example, Pamina is, it's almost like a light soprano, but it's more kind of like a lyrical soprano.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd start off, obviously, then with something with like the Italian arias.
Right, and because you were a young singer, you were not going to go straight to Wagner
or
Strauss.
I had teachers that were very strict. They're like, yeah, we only want her singing like small, like Italian arias.
Right, right.
And
lighter
and
parts.
Exactly, yeah. Really light ones.
Yeah, do you still do it?
No, I don't. I don't. When I was 18, there's a story behind that. I applied for like 6 different opera universities. And I think I was 17, 18 at the time. And they all told me that my voice wasn't, I can just think of the German word, reif. Mature, right.
Yeah.
They told me my voice had, I needed more time to mature. And I'm a very impatient person. So they didn't let me pass the auditions. Yeah, and I was very upset for a long time. So I was like, you know what, I need to give opera a break.
Hmm. Well, and so instead you wrote a song that got like, you know, a gazillion streams. And
well, that's, I was really happy that I discovered songwriting, because it was something that I just, it was an outlet of dealing with stuff I'd been through.
And you have made your way as an independent artist, you know, your own record label based in Berlin, and, you know, you have your crew that kind of supports you.
Yeah, we were really lucky. We signed with a New York label as well. To do America and Canada, and they're called Mom and Pop, and they're based in New York,
right.
And they're completely independent as well. So it's really nice to kind of still have that, that independent feeling.
And where does the album title Mint come from?
So when I get nervous, the only thing that helps me, well, not the only thing, but one of the things that helped me is mint. So chewing mint gum, mint tea.
Okay. Did you get nervous at Coachella?
I did. The first weekend, not the second weekend.
You did both weekends.
We did both weekends. Second weekend was chilled. First weekend, Very nervous.
So, drinking mint tea, chewing mint gum, did that get you through it?
It did, but it's wearing off the effect. I think because I'm telling everyone now that it helps me, it's like...
Yeah, when you tell people your secret weapon, it's not a secret
anymore. Yeah, so I got to find a new secret weapon, and then I'll name the next album that, and then I'll find a new one.
Right. All right, well, Alice, we've talked about the song No Roots a number of times. I seem to recall, like, over a year ago, seeing you do kind of a solo version of this song.
On the piano, yeah.
Yeah. So these do exist in that kind of...
They definitely do. Almost all of the versions or songs I have start in a solo form, or I turn them into a solo one afterwards. But yeah, that one was a little bit more of a sad version.
Yeah. Well, you know, they tell aspiring writers, whether you're writing a short story or a novel or a screenplay or a song, to write what you know.
Yeah.
And this was you writing what you knew at the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let's hear it. This is Alice Merton with her international... This song went platinum in Germany.
It did, yeah. It went platinum in Germany and platinum in a few places, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we recently went gold in America, which was great.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I have a sip of water beforehand, though?
Absolutely. No, of course, yes.
Thank you.
The album is called Mint. It is the latest from Alice Merton. She's here with her band, which includes Bastian Welker on keyboards and Luca Heiby behind our drum kit, Reggie Drake playing guitars, and all of them contributing backing vocals to Alice Merton. Here is her song called No Roots.
I like digging holes and hiding things inside them. When I grow old, I hope I won't forget to find them. 'Cause I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I build a home and wait for someone to tear it down. Then pack it up in boxes, head for the next town running. But I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I've got no roots from my home, was never on the ground. I've got no roots from my home, was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no roots. I've got no roots from my home, was never on the ground. I've got no roots from my home, was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no roots. Plan. Ask me where I come from, I'll say a different land. But I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I count gates and numbers, then play the guessing game. It's just the place that changes, the rest is still the same. But I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I've got no.
That is Alice Merton with her hit single, No Roots, which does appear on Mint and came out well before the album. And so, Alice, you know, it was a couple of years ago when you wrote this song. Do you still feel that way?
Like I have no roots?
Yeah.
Difficult to say. I still feel like I don't belong in one place, but there is one city that I always go back to, and it's Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an apartment there at the moment. I have my stuff there. It's where we started the label. I do think I have kind of arrived. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I really enjoy living in Berlin.
Well, you know, widening out to the broader European picture where people are in constant migration, you know, and obviously here in America and in the Western Hemisphere, migration's a big issue.
Yeah.
The idea of living without a fixed home is becoming kind of the natural state for a lot of human beings on this planet.
Yeah, definitely.
And the fact that you've written it as a kind of a funky celebration of mobility and stuff is a really interesting kind of twist on that tale.
Yeah, I like to do that with songs because originally the thought behind it wasn't fun and funky, but I knew that every time I played it, I didn't want to be sad about it because I like reminding myself of certain things when I play music, when I sing, and if I'm singing a sad, like originally it was kind of meant as a very sad and almost a negative kind of thing. Like I don't have any roots, and my home was never on the ground.
Yeah.
So where's my home? And I remember sitting in the studio with my producer and being like, this has to be an upbeat one. This has to, every time I play it, I want to feel good. I want to feel like I should remind myself that I've had the opportunity to live in so many different places rather than being sad that I've had to say so many goodbyes.
Mm.
And so, yeah, there's always those two sides of it, but I chose to take the positive and funky one so that every time I play it, I can have fun and remind myself, hey, like you've had such a great life. You've lived in so many different places and I wanted that to be the main focus point.
Well, job well done. So, do you get to go home to Berlin now?
Soon, yeah, very soon.
The album is Mint. It's from Alice Merton. She and the band have been playing for us. Thank you for ending your tour with a visit to our studio.
Oh,
this
thank
has really
you for
been
having
terrific.
Us.
This is Soundcheck.
So someone tell me why so serious? Why we so serious? Oh, why? When did we get like this? I still remember we were grown up like this. Oh, I don't seem to get all the things that are happening, and I can't make sense of everything that's inside my head, but I keep on thinking there's gotta be something said.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.